She hastened down via the lift to the lower corridor. Proceeding amid the rush of troops Dai Jans had ordered to the dock, combat rigged, through the access tube and out into the chill wide spaces. The whole dock was theirs. The place was vacant of all but the dock crews and their gantries, and the station security and the processing desks, and those were well back of Norway's area. And there were no native workers, not here, not in this situation. Debris lay scattered across the wide dock, papers, bits of clothing, evidencing a hasty withdrawal. The dockside shops and offices were empty.
Take your troops and cover the area where Hansford is coming in.
Pell dockers moved up. Mallory watched and gnawed her lip nervously, glanced aside as a civ came up to her. Youngish, darkly aquiline, bearing a tablet and looking like business in his neat blue suit.
What are you?
Damon Constantine, from Legal Affairs.
She spared a second look.
A Constantine.
He could be that. Angelo had had two boys before his wife's accident.
I'm here if you need anything, or if they do. I've got a comm link with Central.
Hansford made a bad dock, grated down the guidance cone and shuddered into place. Dai Jans roared at the dock crews.
Get her hooked up and get out.
Graf was ordering matters from Norway's command. She listened to him through the plug she had in one ear.
Tell them to have Hansford's passengers walk out. Any Russian troops will be met with fire.
The hookups were complete. The ramp went into place.
Move!
Dockers pelted behind the lines of troops. Rifles were leveled. The hatch opened. A stench rolled out onto the chill of the dock. Inner hatches opened. And a living wave surged out, trampling each other, falling.
Hold it! Sit down where you are and put your hands on your heads.
Some were sitting down already, out of weakness. Others sank down and complied. A few seemed too dazed to understand, but came no farther. The wave had stopped.
Shit.
At Mallory's elbow, Damon Constantine shook his head. No word of laws from him. Sweat stood visibly on his skin. His station stared riot in the face. Collapse of systems. Hansford's death 10,000-fold. There were 100, maybe 150 living, crouched on the dock by the umbilical gantry. The ship's stench spread. There were 1,000 on that ship.